Hello. This is the listening test.
Part 1. You are going to hear a conversation between Dawn and a woman who wants to join an international social club. For questions from 1 to 5, choose the correct option A, B, or C. You will hear the recording once. First, you will have some time to look at the questions. Now, let's start.
So, how are you getting on here? I mean, your level of English is better than most people who come from overseas to work. And you've got a really nice American accent, so I don't suppose you have any communication problems in the office. Though you might find some of our Australian slang more difficult to understand.
Well, a bit. But I haven't met that many Australians yet, outside of work, I mean.
Right.
But could you tell me a bit about the international club now I've joined?
Sure. We've got, currently about 50 members, but people join all the time, so I should think that figure will go up. Last year, we had 30 members, and the year before, just 18. So we're growing and getting better known. I reckon that at this rate, next year we'll have about 80.
And does the club hold regular meetings?
Yes, every second Thursday evening, in fact, so a couple of times a month. Though, of course, when you start making friends, you'll be getting together with them more often than that, I guess. The next meeting will be next Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, that's right.
And what happens when the club meets? I mean, what sort of things are organised?
The usual thing is for one of the members to give a little presentation about where they're from, their customs and so on. But from time to time, they do other things, outings to places around Sydney, or meeting up to eat together in a restaurant, or go to a concert together, or something like that.
Okay, that sounds fun. And the members aren't just people from other countries, non-Australians, are they?
No, not at all. The main point of the club is to give people like you the chance to mix in more with people from this country, people of all ages. You'll find us very friendly. I think the contact has a positive effect on visitors to this country. And in fact, it affects us locals positively as well. You know, it's a sort of intercultural experience for everybody. And, of course, you should get the chance to do all sorts of activities with other members of the club if you want to. It's not just for talking. And hopefully you'll make friends with people who have similar interests.
It sounds great. I'm really looking forward to the first meeting.
Now move to part two. You will hear a conversation between an admission officer and a manager of a university technology department. For questions from 6 to 10, choose the correct option A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. First, you will have some time to look at the questions. Now, let's start.
Hello, I'm Randhir Gotra from the Technologies Department.
Ah, yes, good. I'm Dave Hadley. Thanks for coming to see me.
That's okay. I believe you want us to do some work for you.
Yes, that's right. I'm responsible for student admissions to the college, and I use a computer system to help process student enrolments and to do the timetabling.
Uh-huh.
But it really doesn't suit the way we work these days. It's over 10 years old, and although it was fine when it was first introduced, it's just not good enough now.
Okay, what problems are you experiencing?
Well, 20 years ago, the college was quite small, and we didn't have the numbers of students or tutors that we have now.
So the system can't handle the increasing volumes?
Well, there's a lot more data now,
and it sometimes seems the system has crashed, but in fact, it just takes ages to go from one screen to the next.
Right. Is that the only problem?
Well, that's the main one, but there are others. In the past, doing the timetabling was quite simple, but now we have a lot more courses. And what's made it complicated is that many of them have options.
Right, but the system should allow you to include those.
Well, no, it doesn't. It was supposed to, and a few years ago we did ask someone from the technologies department to fix it, but they never seemed to have the time.
Hmm. Are there any other issues with the system?
Well, I've been given extra responsibilities, and so I have even less time to do the timetabling. If there was anything you could do, Randhir, to make the process more efficient, that would be really helpful.
Well, it sounds like you could do with an assistant, but that's obviously not possible. So what about having an online system that students can use to do their scheduling?
How would that work?
Well, it may mean less choice for students, but we could create a fixed schedule of all the courses and options, and they could then view what was available.
And work it out for themselves. That sounds great.
Okay, so we'll need to decide whether or not to improve the existing system or to build a completely new system.
Well, I'd much prefer to have a new system. Quite frankly, I've had enough of the old one.
OK, that'll probably take longer, although it may save you money in the long run.
Now listen again.
Hello, I'm Randhir Gotra from the Technologies Department.
Ah, yes, good. I'm Dave Hadley. Thanks for coming to see me.
That's OK. I believe you want us to do some work for you.
Yes, that's right. I'm responsible for student admissions to the college, and I use a computer system to help process student enrolments and to do the timetabling.
Uh-huh.
But it really doesn't suit the way we work these days. It's over 10 years old, and although it was fine when it was first introduced, it's just not good enough now.
OK, what problems are you experiencing?
Well, 20 years ago, the college was quite small and we didn't have the numbers of students or tutors that we have now.
So the system can't handle the increasing volumes?
Well, there's a lot more data now. And it sometimes seems the system has crashed, but in fact, it just takes ages to go from one screen to the next.
Right. Is that the only problem?
Well, that's the main one, but there are others. In the past, doing the timetabling was quite simple, but now we have a lot more courses. And what's made it complicated is that many of them have options.
Right, but the system should allow you to include those.
Well, no, it doesn't. It was supposed to, and a few years ago we did ask someone from the technologies department to fix it, but they never seemed to have the time.
Hmm. Are there any other issues with the system?
Well, I've been given extra responsibilities, and so I have even less time to do the timetabling. If there was anything you could do, Randhir, to make the process more efficient, that would be really helpful.
Well, it sounds like you could do with an assistant, but that's obviously not possible. So what about having an online system that students can use to do their scheduling?
How would that work?
Well, it may mean less choice for students, but we could create a fixed schedule of all the courses and options, and they could then view what was available.
And work it out for themselves. That sounds great.
OK, so we'll need to decide whether or not to improve the existing system or to build a completely new system.
Well, I'd much prefer to have a new system. Quite frankly, I've had enough of the old one.
OK, that'll probably take longer, although it may save you money in the long run.
Now move to part three. You will hear a part of an interview with the press officer of the National Fitness Association, in which he gives advice on how to join the right gym. For questions 11 to 15, choose the answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. First, you have some time to look at the questions. Now, let's start.
Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kate.
Now, you were saying before that if someone is considering joining a gym, they should first do some serious research, rather than just choosing the one which is closest to their home. What is the reason for that?
Well, Kate, there are many different services gyms can offer. Do you want a poser's paradise in which to show off your muscles? Do you want a gym that hosts various classes, such as aerobics and yoga? Are you looking for one that has a vibrant social scene? Or do you want to keep your head down and just get on with losing some weight in peace? Perhaps you want staff to provide you with motivation and encouragement. All of these questions must be answered by your initial research. If you end up in the wrong kind of gym, you will lose motivation very quickly indeed and simply stop going, and all your money and effort will go down the drain.
I see. So what are the things I should be looking out for?
Well, before calling in on a gym, ring to see if you can book a good time for a walk round with one of the instructors. Gyms are normally busiest between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. on weekdays. Although you do want to see the gym in action at a time when you might be attending, you will want to first view all the facilities without sweaty people constantly pushing past you.
I see. So suppose I've found my kind of gym. Now it's time to join?
Not just yet. There are a few things to talk about with them. You will probably already know what the monthly cost of being a member is. But what does that include? Does it include everything? Or are services such as yoga classes and personal trainers going to cost more? Do you get a fresh towel each time you go, or will that cost extra? Are lockers in the changing rooms free, or are you going to have to remember to bring loose change every time you exercise?
Right. What if I have to sign a contract?
It is best to take home any contract that you may have to sign and go through it carefully, looking for what happens if you leave or if the gym goes bust or moves. Be suspicious of a gym that is reluctant to let you take away a contract to look over, and distrust it even more if it is determined to secure your signature on your first visit, and avoid life memberships. You might move town at some point, or at least want to change your gym.
Now listen again.
Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kate.
Now, you were saying before that if someone is considering joining a gym, they should first do some serious research, rather than just choosing the one which is closest to their home. What is the reason for that?
Well, Kate, there are many different services gyms can offer. Do you want a poser's paradise in which to show off your muscles? Do you want a gym that hosts various classes, such as aerobics and yoga? Are you looking for one that has a vibrant social scene? Or do you want to keep your head down and just get on with losing some weight in peace? Perhaps you want staff to provide you with motivation and encouragement. All of these questions must be answered by your initial research. If you end up in the wrong kind of gym, you will lose motivation very quickly indeed and simply stop going, and all your money and effort will go down the drain.
I see. So what are the things I should be looking out for?
Well, before calling in on a gym, ring to see if you can book a good time for a walk round with one of the instructors. Gyms are normally busiest between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. on weekdays. Although you do want to see the gym in action at a time when you might be attending, you will want to first view all the facilities without sweaty people constantly pushing past you.
I see. So suppose I've found my kind of gym. Now it's time to join?
Not just yet. There are a few things to talk about with them. You will probably already know what the monthly cost of being a member is. But what does that include? Does it include everything, or are services such as yoga classes and personal trainers going to cost more? Do you get a fresh towel each time you go, or will that cost extra? Are lockers in the changing rooms free, or are you going to have to remember to bring loose change every time you exercise?
Right. What if I have to sign a contract?
It is best to take home any contract that you may have to sign and go through it carefully, looking for what happens if you leave or if the gym goes bust or moves. Be suspicious of a gym that is reluctant to let you take away a contract to look over, and distrust it even more if it is determined to secure your signature on your first visit, and avoid life memberships. You might move town at some point, or at least want to change your gym.
That's the end of the listening test.